Prince, I'm just wondering if you guys have verbalized what are expectations in Auburn this year?
Yeah, I would say like we've done that. Like Coach Milestone actually did that a lot this side of the beginning of the year. He put up the expectation on the board. So we like for everybody to see it. And he just tell you like, first off, like you got to win the spring. And when you win the spring, you got to win the summer. And when you win the summer, you got to win the fall. And the expectation, like, is we got a goal. Like, the goal is, like, winning, like, the SEC championship. And whenever you win that, like, you got a chance to go play at a big stage and going there and winning that, too. So that has been, like, the goal, like, throughout, like, the beginning of the season.
Right here on the first row to your right.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm trying to get this out of every player, just their opinion. How big of a factor do you think that Jordan Hare plays in all of your home games, especially Alabama and Georgia?
A lot. Yeah, that's a special place right there. Like, and, just the fan base alone, like, they actually, like, nothing actually gets you hyped for a game. That does, like, just being there, just that atmosphere right there, like, just seeing the crowd go, just seeing the people go, like, that crazy, like, that gets you, like, real, like, hyped up for a game.
Middle at the Camber Bank, please.
I want to ask you about the two quarterbacks. Is there one right now that you feel more comfortable or have more of a rapport with? Or
No, not really. I feel like they're both actually trying to compete for a spot right now, and they're both actually, like, in a good spot. I feel like they're both good enough players. And, you can tell they're actually, like, trying to compete because we go out there and you see Joey saying, okay, I'm going to go with the orange team. The orange team is that's the first team. And you see Nick saying, I'll take this rep. Like, you see them, like, you just see them actually, like, fighting, like, for a spot. Like, and you can tell, like, they're both hungry. Like, they want it.
Right here in the front, please.
Prince, if you could speak to conditioning. The Gus Malzahn offense is known for tempo, and as an offensive lineman, tell me about what factors along that line. I can see it plays a heavy factor.
Yeah, it does. It does. Like, condition actually plays. Like, you got to be able to, like, Coach Graham, especially Coach Graham, like, it's old school, and you expect, like, every play, after every play, like, just get up the floor, start running. And because you never know, and the play just comes. So you got to, like, if you actually, we just run the ball or just pass the ball, like, you expect you, like, even though you have a pancake, like, you expect you, like, sprint up, just keep running it onto, like, the ref blow the whistle. So conditioning actually is a big factor to the Auburn, like, offense. And we are, like, we just try, like, get in shape every time, so.
To your left, Prince.
Prince, Rex Castillo from WRBL in Columbus. So a guy like Booby Whitlow had to step up big in the running back spot. How excited are you to see what he can do in his second year with experience?
I'm pretty excited about Booby because, like, he's a talented player. Like, he's pretty good. And I know, like, after last season not being able, like, to get that 1,000 rushing yard, like, he's pretty, mad about that too. So, yeah, you can tell, like, during the spring and during during the summer, you can tell, like, he's actually trying to take that next step too. Like, he's trying to get better, and he's also trying to be a leader on the running back room too. So you can tell, like, he's trying to step his game up.
To your right over here in the second row.
Hey, Prince, a couple of questions. The first one is, can you give us some background of your upbringing, life for you when you were younger?
I grew up in a Christian home, and my dad and my mom, they always, like, installing me, like, to actually, like, put God first and respect people and just be humble. So that's totally, like, my upbringing. That's how I grew up, like, just be humble, like, respect people and just love God. So I do that. I try to, like, do that in everything I do.
And the second question is, when did football start becoming the focal point of your life? And because I assume you've always been big, so.
I would say I've always been big because I was when I got to the United States, I was 225. And when I came to Auburn, I was like 240, 245. So football started being like a big deal to me when I broke my leg in high school playing basketball. And after that, I told my mama, I called my mama on the phone. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to play football now because I got injured playing basketball. So I'm just going to, like, stick to football. And, you know, because I got all this scholarship. But she was in a, she was like, rugby? Because like, that's what she actually understands. She was like, rugby? Like, no, mama, it's different. Like, this one, you got stuff protecting you. So, yeah, I told her that, and she was pretty worried about it at first. And then she was like, okay, well, I'm just going to pray for you and see how you do. So after that, like, and then getting, like, the scholarship and all that, so I was like, okay, I'm just going to, like, you know, stick to football.
Right here in the front row, and then pass the one to your left.
Taylor, you a basketball guy, defensive end, mm-hmm. then moved to offensive tackle. How different and how much at home do you feel now that you've been there for 3 years playing this position?
I would say, like, right now, like, he's become, like, a habit to me, like, just being there and just doing what I do over and over again because that's what it is. Because, like, we run plays, we go through practice, walkthroughs. So just doing that over and over again now, I'm more comfortable, and I know what to expect. I know what to see because, like, there's nothing new. So.
Right here in the front.
I'm sure you've been asked quite a bit about the quarterbacks this year, but I'm curious from even just how they command the huddle. Is there a difference? Well, in how they even the cadence of calling out the plays between Bo and
I wouldn't say like there's no different. Like Bo is Bo, Joey. Yeah, they go like they don't sound the same. So, but yeah, like they both actually come to the other life with confidence and stuff, and that's what I like about them too, because they know they're fighting for something. So they both just come in there and you know do their thing.
Front row.
Coach Malzahn talked a lot about how he wasn't so concerned with who was going to start at quarterback because he felt comfortable with the talent that was around both of those guys. So can you talk a little bit about the talent that you're confident in on the offense?
I would say, like, just them being able, like, to run. Like, they're both pretty fast. And they both can actually throw the ball pretty well.
I mean, around, like, other than the quarterback.
Oh, you're talking about just, like, in general? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, we got, like, the five starters coming back, O-line. So, and, yeah, they're actually going to bring, like, a lot of confidence, like, to the quarterbacks, too. And, like, we got receivers, like, good talented receiver skill players. We got Eli Stove coming back, which was is going to be, like, a real big factor. We got Will Einstein coming back, who's going to be, like, play, like, a big role to our offense, too. So, yeah, like, just those guys coming back, they're actually going to be a lot.
Right here at the camera bank.
Okay. Can you just talk about more about preparing for week one against Oregon? I know your other team had said it's really important to, you know really start strong.
Yeah. I feel like just the first game in general, like, is actually one of the best on most important game, like, of the season, too. Because at the end of the day, like, you start, like, that's the way you start actually going to build the momentum for your team. And we just plan to start strong, and that actually going to, like, view, like, the momentum, like, going into the season as a whole.
To your right against the wall.
Hey, Brent. Coach Malzahn was just in here talking about the offensive line. He said you guys have something to prove this year, have a big chip on your shoulder due to last season. Is that accurate, and do you feel that?
Yes, sir.
Carrying that into fall camp?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I feel like we actually did that during the spring, too, just, like, especially, like, working with our defense, our defensive line, they're actually, like, talented guys, they're actually good guys. And I feel like training against, like, the best actually, like, go make you the best. I say that, like, just going against the best every day. And we do that every day. Like, I feel like that actually, like, just improve our standard for ourselves as an individual, as a team, too. So that's what we try to do. Like, just trying to, like, be the best as we can be and, like, play with that chip on our shoulder and just be physical.
Back here to your left, and then we'll finish with two on the front.
Prince, Stephen Gunner, WSFA Montgomery. I know Bobby Carr is very proud of you. So I was going to pass that along, your old high school coach there. Let me ask you about Coach Malzahn. He was in here earlier saying he just wants to get back to being me, and that's being the offensive play caller. Do you see a hop in his step around now with just seems like he's getting back to being himself now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like, you can tell, like, he's more, especially, like, during the spring, and you can just tell, like, just going through practice, like, you can tell, like, he's more relaxed now. He's just being, like, himself. And I'm sorry. But you can tell, like, because now, like, he even asked, like, to play music, like, doing walkthroughs and doing stretching and stuff. Like, and you can tell, like, he's actually, like, being himself. He's trying to, like, be more relaxed. You can see, like, he's going around giving fits, but, like, to people and stuff. So that's actually, like, pretty good.
First right here, and then we'll probably...
Prince, two questions, if you don't mind. Coming from a big family, I'm curious, who's the biggest critic in your family that you hear from a good bit during a game day?
The biggest what?
Critic of analyzing your game of...
Oh, my family?
Yeah.
Like, back home?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't watch football. No, my family back home don't watch football. And, yeah, they just see pictures of me and they repost it. So, so like, they don't really understand what it is. I might be getting, like... I just gave up a sack, and I might be on the picture. And yeah, it's a good picture they posted. So.
Final question here.
Taya, who are a couple of young guys that maybe people haven't seen much of that you've seen grow and you think are going to help you guys this fall?
On the O-line?
Just period.
In general? I would say I'm pretty impressed with Badares. Yeah, he's a pretty strong guy, like, on the O-line, like, he's pretty strong. And T.D. Mudry, yeah, that is going to be legit right there. And, yeah, DJ, I was really impressed with DJ Williams. He's going to be good. Because, like, just the way, like, he run the ball, you can tell, like, he's going to be something else.
How different is T.D., you know, this spring?
I believe, like, at this point right now, like, he knows that by this time next year, it's going to be him and a lot of, like, younger guys, too. So I see, like, now he's actually taking that next step, like, to be, like, a leader, too. And just going, like, through, like, players run practice, you can tell, like, you see him, like, take the younger guys, like, the new guys out there, like, trying to, like, show him, like, drills and stuff. So, yeah, like, he's actually taking that next step right now, like, just to prepare himself, like, for next year.